Brilliance Audio presents Rules of the Hunt by Victor O'Reilly.
For my two research assistants, my eldest son, Christian O'Reilly, and Sheena Goggin, it is a pleasant thing indeed for a father to work with his son. For Budge and Helmut Klissmann, for support in the learning curve, and for Alma, Evie, and Bruff, and Kira and Shane, and Liz O'Reilly. For my distinguished editor, Neil Nyren. He requires a pickaxe and a miner's lamp to get to know, and I am still digging, but the effort is worth it. For Phyllis Gran and David Shanks, who knows how to run a dinner, even if the temperatures in New York are sub-zero, just melt the snow with grappa. And Lou Aronica and the entire Putnam Berkeley team. For my agent, Sterling Lord, whom I value greatly, and for Pat Bradshaw, a lady of significant beauty and grace. For Jane and Chris Cardus, the best of friends. For the remarkable people I met in the course of researching and writing this book, and who could not be better represented than by Robert Edison Fulton, world traveler and inventor extraordinary, as the world of special operations well knows. And for his wife Anne, one of the most charming and attractive women I have met in a very long time. For my friends in Japan, who, generally speaking, have a somewhat quieter time than Hugo Fitzduane experiences in this book, and particularly for Chifune Murase, who has all the good qualities of the fictional Chifune in this book, though I have to say I cannot vouch for her firearms expertise. And so, to action. Rules of the Hunt. Prologue. Off Fitzduane's Island, Ireland, January 1. The killing team needed a cover story for their presence. As Japanese in a Western environment,